Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so main story time on this lovely Whippabout Wednesday. No doubt about that, as we are hanging and banging and doing all the fun stuff that we get to do. No doubt about that. So anyways, as we're hanging out today, I want to talk to you real quick, because you know that you and I do some very interesting work. We do the work that some people don't want to do. We do some work that is considered extremely difficult. We do some work that when you kind of go home and think about it, it is mind-boggling in regards to some of the stuff that you have to go through in regards of making sure that people are safe. And you can have the debate of what do you really do as a safety person? Are you a coach? Are you an advisor? Are you somebody who's out there that's doing a lot of work? Or are you one of these people that are, you know, that is not doing much? And there's kind of just multiple things to take a look at it. But let's talk for a second, and let's talk about when the worst things possibly happen, because that's a subject matter to talk about. That's a subject to give some consideration to. When the worst incident happens inside of your workplace, who do people turn to? Well, most of the times, people turn to the safety department. And I'm talking about fatalities in particular. And it is a very dramatic event. It is a very emotional event. It will have a large impact on your organization. If you're a larger organization, it will have an impact at that particular level inside of where you're located. If you are at a portion where it's one of these places that you're a smaller company, it becomes very life-changing. And I'm not talking about because of the person that passed. I'm talking about the people that are still left there in regards of what's happening. Because, of course, I don't want to be sarcastic or anything during this time, because it's such an important aspect. But, of course, the person that passed away, the family life of the people that are left behind, everything's changed there. And as we talk about this subject, trying to do that whole aspect of the recovery. And when I talk about recovery, I'm talking about the people that are left at the plant. I'm talking about the people that are left inside of the organization. And how is that managed? And how is that handled? Because it becomes a very difficult, if anything, I will even go as far as saying an extremely difficult thing. Because people are going to look at what the organization is going to do. They're going to look at it as, how is the family that was left behind being treated? How are the people within the organization left behind that were treated? Now, I've been to locations during fatality investigations where the plants have closed down. I have been where the plants have closed down from anywhere from several weeks to just a day. And some places have even been hours in regards of how it actually works. So, with that being said, organizations and people inside of the organizations will look at what you are going to do and what is the recovery and the restoration inside of the organization and what occurs. So as I talk about this today, look at it and listen from a different standpoint. Recovery consists of how the people are going to be treated, what is going to be talked about. A retraining on how work is done is probably not the correct aspect of what needs to happen. Because I'm going to tell you, the more and more we talk about this and more we look at this, there has to be the understanding of the following. People are not going to put themselves in an aspect where if they are doing three steps and when they get to step two, they know that they're going to have a fatality inside of the organization, that they're going to not say, let's stop this and not move forward. So it's not that it's predictable. And keep in mind that sometimes some of these odd things that occur inside of these work sites are normally related to some of the best workers that you have. And sometimes people have a very hard time understanding that. They look back from an aspect and they go, that can't be. But no, that's how it is. That's how we look at it and go, no, that's what occurs from time to time. So keep that in mind as we are talking. Keep that in mind as you're inside of your organization and you go, what does the recovery of the organization look like? What will be the plan of actions to be able to move forward? I want you to think about that, because that is going to be an important aspect, because everyone is watching on what you're going to do. And I'm going to tell you, there is no correct answer. I cannot sit here this morning and tell you, hey, this is the correct way of doing this. This is the incorrect way of doing this. The only thing that you can look at and go with is you have to make a determination on what is going to be best for what is going on with the personnel and the organization. And that is where the recovery needs to be set. That's something to look at.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.